Good morning. Good morning and welcome to St. James. Today we're celebrating the Feast of Pentecost. It's a wonderful opportunity for us to celebrate all of the various cultures, ethnicities, all of our birth countries, all of our familial histories, all of that here is here with us today at our church. And we're so blessed to have so many different cultures represented, and we've left our flags up. You can see our culture, our flags of the world, which represent all of the origin countries of our parishioners. So we're really thrilled to have, I think, more than, 30 different countries at least represented in some cases. So, and it moves because we have students that come and go, but it's one of the things that makes our church very special. And we get to learn a lot from one another and experience all kinds of positive things as a result. We'd like to remind you that if you're interested in checking out more at St. James, to visit our webpage. You can take the train to St. James also. You can. Our webpage is www.stjameswabash.org. Again, we encourage you to check it out and sign up for our newsletter. Follow us there. Please rise as we sing, "How Can I Keep From Singing?"
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen. A happy birthday, everyone, since this is the birthday of the church. What a blessing that we can all gather together. It's so wonderful today to see some coming back faces that I haven't seen for over a year. What a blessing it is to see everybody. I want to especially welcome Karen back today. We haven't seen her for several years, and we're so glad she could be with us today. What a blessing to have you and all our new returning faces back with us. So we want to celebrate this Feast of Pentecost, aware that we have the Holy Spirit of God in our midst, in our hearts, in our lives. So let's turn to the Lord today and ask that we be given those gifts of the Spirit that we need, the gifts of grace and mercy. I confess to Almighty God, to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary of the Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, pray for me. May Almighty Almighty God, have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Let us pray that this Pentecost day will be a time of grace, a time of renewal. Let us pray that Jesus, who sends the Holy Spirit into our hearts, will continue to walk with us. And let us pray that the Holy Spirit will give us the gifts that we need, the gifts of wisdom and fortitude. God, by the mystery of today's great feast, you sanctify your whole church in every people and nation. Pour out, we pray, the gifts of the Holy Spirit across the face of the earth. And with the divine grace that was at work when the gospel was first proclaimed, fill now once more the hearts of believers. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles.
五旬节那一天, 信徒都聚集在一个地方。
Wasameu sout men asamah. Souteria asafa qawiyya. Waamtala albayt alladhi kanu jalasina fi.
Alors leur apparut des langues, qu'on aurait dites de feu, qui se partageaient, et il s'en posa une sur chacun d'eux.
Todos fueron llenos del Espíritu Santo y comenzaron a hablar en otras lenguas según el Espíritu les daba habilidad para expresarse.
Jetzt weilten fromme Juden von jeder Nation unter dem Himmel in Jerusalem.
Nígbà tí wọ́n sì gbọ́ ìròyìn, ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn péjọ, wọ́n sì dàmú nítorí olúkúlùkù gbọ́ tí wọ́n ń sọ̀rọ̀ ní èdè rẹ̀.
वे चकित हुए और चकित होकर पूछा, क्या ये सब लोग जो गलीली बोलने वाले नहीं हैं?
Nhưng tại sao mỗi người chúng tôi lại nghe họ nói tiếng bản xứ của chúng tôi?
We are Parthians, Medes and Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretes and Arabs. Yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of God. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, no one can say Jesus is Lord except through the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we were all given to drink of one Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Spiritus,
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were in fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed upon them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. Whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
What makes a church a church? St. James survived when the school closed. We learned over the last several years that you don't need stained glass and pews and bell tower and pipe organ to be church. Somehow or other, we've survived without the Holy Name Society, the altar and rosary ladies, and not even bingo. But for this past more than a year, our idea about what it means to be church has been stretched beyond all recognition. We are still church, even though we can't all gather around the table of the Lord in prayer. We are still church, even though the choir doesn't lead us raising our voices in songful praise. We are still church, even though we can't extend the kind of hospitality and kiss of peace that we're accustomed to. What is it that makes church church? On this Pentecost day, when we remember the birthday of the church, we are told by Jesus in the Gospel of John, when he gathered those first disciples together, made them church by saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit." It is the Holy Spirit that makes church. It's not what we do that makes church. It's what God can do with the likes of us that makes church. And as we try to understand that we don't have any longer our stained glass windows, our choir, or even our attendance, we understand that it is the Holy Spirit that calls us together. We are a Holy Spirit church. However, when I Googled Spirit-filled churches, St. James did not come up on the list. No Catholic church came up on the list, actually. There seems to be a notion that to be a Spirit-filled church, you have to speak in tongues, have a lot of amens, and occasionally get happy feet. And there's some reasonable way of thinking about that. I mean, if you look at that first Pentecost story, you've got that strong driving wind, you have those
those flames of fire. And so you can imagine that the presence of the Holy Spirit will be something remarkable, something dramatic. But a deeper look into the scriptures gives a different set of criteria. That we can use to understand what it means to be spirit-filled. Take, for example, the Gospel of John today, where after Jesus breathes forth that spirit-filled breath, the first thing he says, is, if you forgive sins, they are forgiven them. Forgiveness, then, seems to be the first characteristic that a spirit-filled church has to have. And if you think about it, it does make sense, because unless you are willing to forgive and be forgiven, you're stuck in the past. Also, the things that have been done to you, all those things, yes, that you have done, since we have to forgive ourselves, will continue to have a hold on us until we can, or unless we can, let that forgiveness be given and received. But when forgiveness happens, we are freed from the grasp that the past has holds on us, and can instead move into the future. A spirit-filled church, then, is all about not what happened, but what God is going to do with us. St. Paul gives another criterion that we can use to understand ourselves as a spirit-filled church when he says that we have to have unity. We have to have unity. We were all baptized into one spirit to form one body, Jew and Greek, slave and free, all drinking from one spirit. Keeps hammering away that we have to be united. Now, we at St. James are very proud, celebrate, as we heard in our beautiful first reading, as we see in our flags, we celebrate the great diversity, which is our great gift, our great characteristic, our great asset as a parish. But diversity in and of itself is not enough. That diversity has to lead to unity. You know, a box of crayons is diverse. You have all the colors there. But if you want to portray a beautiful sunset, the red and the orange and the yellow all have to work together, give their own contribution to make the picture. If we're going to be a spirit-filled church, it happens once we recognize the various gifts, the various attributes that we all bring in, and invite them forth and call them together and work together into forming this beautiful tapestry, which is St. James. The most important characteristic of a spirit-filled church, and I say it's most important because it comes up in all three of the readings for this Pentecost, from the Acts of the Apostles, St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, and the Gospel of John. The most important characteristic of a spirit-filled church is that we are sent. First words, Easter Sunday, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. on that Pentecost Sunday. How did the apostles react to the presence of the Holy Spirit? They immediately had to share it. St. Paul says that the Spirit is given for a reason, has a purpose. We are sent because we're disciples of Jesus, and he was sent to bring the whole world into God's embrace. And that tells us that the church does not exist for itself. It exists for mission. I don't come to church to go to heaven. We come to church so that all of us and all those others of us who are out there can go to heaven. We are sent. And I think it's significant that Jesus, when he was sent in the plan of God, he was not sent into Phrygia and Pamphylia, Cappadocia, and all those other places. I think it's important that he was sent to his own people, to God's chosen people, to the children of Abraham. Because in doing so, I think that demonstrates that in the plan of God, most often we are sent into the providence of our everyday life. We are sent into our families to bring forgiveness and unity, which are the gift of the Spirit. We are sent into school and workplace and gym and store so that we can embody that peace which the world cannot give, but which Jesus gives to us. We are sent into our communities and neighborhoods as agents of justice. Because if there's going to be peace, if there's going to be unity, if there's going to be forgiveness, it has to be founded on justice. And when we are sent, we are given the gifts that we need in order to speak the language that people can understand. When people are hurting, we can speak the language of compassion. When people are grieving, we can speak the language of consolation. When people are lost, we can speak the language of enlightenment. When people are depressed, we can speak the language of love. What makes a church? That Holy Spirit given to us with a strong driving wind of hope, that Holy Spirit who bestows upon us the living flame of God's love. Amen. Church, for the past 50 days, we have remembered who we are and whose we are. As a baptized people, Jesus has named us and claimed us and sent the Holy Spirit into our hearts. So on this day, this 50th day of Easter, as we remember God's many gifts to us, let us renew now the vows of our own baptism. Let us claim our identity as the church filled with the Spirit. by singing, "Certainly, Lord." Reject all sin.
Certainly, Lord.
Do you reject all evil?
Certainly, Lord.
Do you reject the devil?
Certainly, Lord. Certainly, 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 Lord. Certainly, 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 Lord.
Do you believe in God?
Certainly, Lord.
The Father Almighty?
Certainly, Lord.
The Creator of all that is? God's right hand.
Certainly, Lord. Certainly, 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 Lord.
Certainly, 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 Lord.
Do you believe in the
Spirit?
Certainly, Lord.
And God's holy church?
Certainly, Lord.
Given in the same. Forgiveness.
Certainly, Lord.
And the resurrection.
Certainly, Lord.
And life everlasting.
Certainly, Lord.
Certainly, 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 Lord. Certainly, 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 Lord.
This is our faith. This is the faith of the church. We are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so as a people who are filled with the Spirit, who have been baptized, claimed by Jesus, we will now anoint you with that baptismal water as we sing together. As people who trust in the power of the Spirit in our lives, we turn and present our prayers and petitions.
For all Christians, that renewed by the Holy Spirit, we may always seek unity as one body in Christ, we pray to the Lord.
that the peace the Holy Spirit brings may pervade the entire world, so that nations never again settle their differences by taking up arms against each other, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have lost hope, the single parent working multiple jobs and raising children, the homeless person living on the streets, the prisoner serving a life sentence, the patient living with a chronic illness, that they may be comforted through the work of the Holy Spirit, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who were baptized or confirmed this Easter season, that they may grow in wisdom and understanding, prudence and courage, knowledge, piety and awe, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may recognize the gifts of the Holy Spirit in ourselves and each other, and that we may encourage and use those gifts to extend peace, mercy, and love to those most in need, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have gone before us in faith, especially Michael Hooper, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in our book of prayers, and for all the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hear all these prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the holy name of Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen. Then let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice in your hands,
for the praise, the glory of God's name, for our good, the good of all the Holy Church.
Grant, O Lord, that, as promised by your Son, the Holy Spirit may reveal to us more abundantly the hidden mystery of this sacrifice, and graciously lead us into all truth. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly right and just.
It is our duty and salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God. For bringing your Paschal mystery to completion, you bestowed the Holy Spirit today on those you made your adopted children. By uniting them to your only begotten Son, this same Spirit, as the Church came to birth, opened to all peoples the knowledge of God and brought together the many languages of the earth for profession of one faith. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord. You are the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like a dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving you thanks, he broke it, and saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate this memorial of Jesus' life, death, and glorious resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks. You have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, may we be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring us to the fullness of charity together with Pope Francis, Cardinal Blaise, and all your holy people. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection. All who have died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your face. And have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, her husband Saint Joseph, the blessed Apostle St. James, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus, who gives us every good gift. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen."
And may the peace of Jesus be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a wave of peace.
The wave of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. The prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Just as a reminder for those who are back for the church for the first time, please follow the instruction of the ushers. They will lead you forward to have your hands sanitized. After that step, approach the altar. I'll give you the host. Take a step to your right, remove your mask, consume the host, and then follow the arrows back to your seat.
cross that we bear. All you seekers, great and small, seek the greatest gift of all. If you know, then you will know the Lord. Beyond any part.
Let us pray. O God, you bestowed heavenly gifts upon your church. Safeguard the grace you have given, that the gift of the Holy Spirit poured out upon us may retain all its force, and that this spiritual food may gain us abundance of eternal redemption. Through Christ our Lord. Thanks to Dan and the choir, socially distanced, for helping us celebrate this wonderful Pentecost, and our readers that made this first reading such a wonderful experience of St. James and our life together. Please keep watching the newsletter. I every day look and to see if the Archdiocese is changing its norms, and so far not, but it's coming soon, I hope. We will eventually be able to maybe give a genuine kiss of peace one day. Who knows? But it's coming, and I'll keep you posted as soon as I know something. The Lord be with you. And God's blessing on us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Everybody have a wonderful week.